Everyone, welcome to the SML show presented by OGO Power Sports and Yamaha Motors. Today I'm joined again by my friend Joe Shimoda, who you have a lot going on these days, man. New team, new house, testing, wide open. So we've had a little break in the West Coast, but you're busier than ever still.
Yeah, just new house. It's a big thing for me. And yes, switching team. A lot of long days of riding just to understand how the bike work, and with Honda they have some lot of stuff to try. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a lot of testing. I feel like I never did so many testing days really? For me in my life. So it's been really busy. Yeah.
Okay, you were on the Geico Honda team, and then you're at Mitch's for a few years, but coming back. Did you think it would be easier to jump on the Honda than it has been for you?
They changed a lot. Like, it's nothing compared to what I was on like a few years ago. So no, I take it as like a whole new bike.
Yeah. What's been the toughest acclimation for you, like, to get used to?
Well, toughest thing was the I grew up like kind of like it's always like my fault, you know, like whenever I do good or bad at the races, I would try to adjust in every situation. So I never really, like, you know, people have been asking me lately, like, the bike and stuff, and I never really, like, did any adjustment. So I don't, to be honest, I don't really know, like what parts can do what, and always try to do my better myself. So, yeah, like you said, toughest thing for me was that I'm in a situation now where I have to choose from like so many options.
Yeah.
And I had to go back and watch all these videos from the past. Okay, what's my riding style and why did I like this? And kind of just like, it might sound like crazy, but kind of had to find the style of the bike that fits me for my style. So, I mean, I did made some, like, even like last year in Pro Circuit, you know, at the end where Ivan Tedesco was not part of the team anymore, I had to go through some. And I feel like, you know, I made some really dumb decisions. And I had to kind of relearn from everything, to be honest. So I'm in that situation right now.
Yeah, testing is hard, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, if I prefer, I don't want to do it. Yeah. I would just stick to riding. But at some point, I feel like everyone goes through. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Is it overwhelming sometimes when they go, okay, hey, you got these four shocks, and you have to choose the one you like the best?
Yeah, well, like, I believe I have a good feeling on the bike. Mm-hmm. I have a good ass, like, I can feel on the bike what's happening. Like, if they change the parts.
Did you say a good ass?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I could feel it. Yeah. But I don't know what it is, you know, like, if it's a suspension or like what, like, so yeah, kind of I guess I have to have more knowledge about everything and just studying.
Yeah. At Pro Circuit, you guys had Ivan for a long time, right? A team test rider set the baseline for the bikes. And then you said he left and you made some bad decisions, but Honda doesn't have someone like that, right? So is it all on you?
Yeah, well, it's the...
Where's Trey? Is there a test rider for the race team bikes that says, you know, eliminates the bad stuff before it gets to the rider? Is that what trade is?
I wouldn't say eliminating all the bad stuff. It's how do you say this? I started off with Hunter's base edit, and mm-hmm. Trey, I think he got hurt in Japan.
Yeah, I broke his thumb.
Yeah, so he wasn't on the bike when I came to the team. So I don't know what's the situation there. But
yeah,
so I just had a Hunter setup first. So I don't know if he gets rid of all the bad thing that he thinks, but maybe.
Yeah. Is it kind of hard for you to tell the team, like, hey, this isn't working for me, because the bike with Jet and Hunter won everything last year, right? Have they said, like, oh, they won on it, why can't you?
Well, yeah, I was kind of ready, like, just give me what they're on, mm-hmm. and I'll just get used to it. Again, like I always think, just get used to it. Yeah. But it's not easy, you know? I didn't really think it would be, like, first 2 years turning pro, mm-hmm. physically, mentally, like, speed was not there. Everything was not there, right? And then second, third year goes by, and like, I'm got closer to podium. What I did podium, and then start winning a little bit, but can't stay. People say I'm a consistent rider, mm-hmm. but I feel like I'm always performing consistently, but like if I want to stay top three every single time I go out, there's only I can do so much and bike can do so much too. So it's like it's hard to find this balance, and yeah, it's just difficult. It's kind of just learning.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back for more. Everyone, welcome back to the SML Show, presented by OGO Power Sports and Yamaha Motors, with Joe Shimoda. So the second the third and fourth years, you know, you got to the top spot and everything. Did you come into 2024 with pressure of the championship on your shoulders?
I feel like nobody's racing for second, so. I mean, I want it, like every time I go out, I want to win and I want to do good. Don't want to leave stadium all, you know, sad, crying, whatever. But no pressure. It's mm-hmm. I'm more worried that like my main focus is that I want to perform my 100%. That's my main thing. Mm-hmm. It's not the result, because result will come if you do. Ride how you ride in a practice track and stuff. So no pressure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the season obviously hasn't gone the way anyone expected it to for you. Has there been a point when you're just like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I mean, social media is gonna get aggressive, you know, and when you come closer to winning and stuff, so. I do have some tons of messages that's like, you know, a good thing, and people talking, people have been roosting at you. But I feel like that's just natural.
Yeah.
You know, there's thousands and thousands of people that want to take your spot, you know?
Yeah.
And if you don't do well, you get, they want to say something. So. It's painful sometimes, but mm-hmm. I think that's natural. So.
Yeah. How has it been for you though? Like, have you been frustrated? Like, I mean, I remember San Francisco was heartbreaking, right?
Yeah.
But like early in the season or before the season, you said, hey, I really like the bike. The front end feels good and
yep.
everything's positive, but it seemed like you were not gelling with the bike as the racing started and everything. So were you upset?
Well, except for the start, like riding portion, fitness and everything was, I felt fine in the first round. Mm-hmm. Well, like I got a bad start, but still finished fourth with good pace, like right behind third, for almost for third. And yeah. So season started out decent. Where usually I'll finish like 10th in first round, you know, just mm-hmm. not there. So, but yeah, just the second round that was painful round for me, and where, you know, recently like everybody's like close in pace, and I feel like if you can get everything down in first three rounds, It's a good confidence booster for a rider, mm-hmm. and which they perform better, you know, rest of the season. So, which I failed to do that, but it's a motorsport. So, I mean, I take it very, very serious at the race and practice track. I feel like I'm not the same off the bike and on the bike, but it is just what it is.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of races, you get really cooking the last third of the race, last half. Is early race sprint speed something that you work on with Nick Way?
We always work on something, you know. We always work in, like, first couple laps. But honestly, like, I don't believe, like, my first couple lap speed is bad. It's just... Every time I'm up towards the front top three area, mm-hmm. no problem to ride on that pace. But in the pack where you have to go through people, it might look like I'm struggling first three lap, but really just I have to go around, change line, change the rhythms. Mm-hmm. That's when I get separated from the top world leaders, like first, second, and third, and where I'm sitting like seventh, trying mm-hmm. to go through the pack. Yeah, so that will make maybe a 10, 15 second gap already within like first four laps. Mm-hmm. So not really, I'm riding the same way, but just really like just the start position. So yeah, just main thing is like getting the start dialed in. It takes kind of, every time it takes me a little bit to go. Once I figure it out, I can be consistent. So,
mm-hmm. So we're at the point of the season where outdoor testing is starting, and you probably got quite a few days under your belt. I think you were in Florida last week. How are you feeling about the 250 Nationals?
Same thing for me. I mean, any race really. I do want to go out there and win. Yeah, just same thing. Mm-hmm.
What do you feel like? Do you feel like it's well within your grasp this year to get that championship?
Well, first I gotta go win a race first. So that's my first goal. Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to stay focused on the last few Supercrosses when they haven't gone your way so far, but you have the Nationals as a fresh start?
Well, I guess I'm looking more for the outdoors. Like, yeah, focus is still there for Supercross, mm-hmm. but thinking about a lot of stuff that I should go through, or like thinking about a lot of stuff about outdoor, how I can be better. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like you said, I'm still focused in racing Supercross, but making more plans for outdoors right now. Yep.
Yeah. What's the best thing about your new bike?
Best thing?
What's the best aspect of being on Honda now?
What do you mean by like?
Like is it you love the power, you love the suspension, or you just love the team? Like, what do you love the most about where you are now?
Oh, there's a lot of things I like, but I mean, people are cool. I feel Like you're talking about the overalls or
yeah.
just
yeah anything.
It's kind of hard to say one that like the one thing that's outstanding. I'm enjoying it, enjoying the process. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's lot to think to like learn, but I'm like the main thing is I'm happy with the progress I'm making. Mm-hmm. Where it's like hard to see it, but I can feel it, you know. So that's the good thing for me. Yeah. Like progress is like.
How do you get along with your mechanic Ben?
Ben's awesome.
Yeah,
he's cool. Is yeah, like he works hard on your side always, and he's pretty funny too. So we make a lot of jokes on the test days mm-hmm. or at the track. So
yeah, okay. What's the on the opposite side of that first question? What's the toughest thing about riding for Team Honda?
Toughest thing. I don't know. Like, what kind of toughest thing?
I don't know. Are they real strict about, you know, you have to wear black pants or something? Or
no, the team is actually really chill. Mm-hmm. So honestly, like nothing really. Just the tool is there, so go for it, kind of type of vibe. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's a really good team. Well, any team is really good. Mm-hmm. It's just like gotta have like a right people around you, and a good rider will make it work. So nothing hard, just a different team, mm-hmm. just different environment.
Cool. All right, we're gonna take one more quick break. Be back for more with Joe. Everyone, welcome back to the SML Show presented by OGO Power Sports and Yamaha Motors. Okay, enough of the race stuff.
Yeah.
What is it like? How old are you, Joe?
21? Yep.
What is it like being a 21-year-old who just bought his own house?
Shoot. I don't know. Kind of don't know what I'm doing, really. Like, it took me a little bit to get used to it because it felt weird. Like, mm-hmm. I'll have my TV on the whole time just because nobody's there.
Yeah.
Trying to get a roommate with me. And yeah, just, it's weird at first. Mm-hmm. But once you get used to it and when the racing starts, like I almost like I'm way more outside of the house than I'm inside of the house. So, but it's cool though. That's, mm-hmm. living.
Was it exciting? Like, I think back to when I bought my first, I didn't buy my first house until I was, I think, 31. But, you know, you got a new house, so you got to go and you choose the carpet and choose the cabinets and everything. Did you enjoy that part, or were you just like, whatever?
No, you know what I did? I tried not to buy furniture, make everything just simple. Uh-huh. So I don't have to worry about, like, cleaning or, like, all those stuff. Literally, if you look at my house, I feel like there's nothing in there. I just have a couch, mm-hmm. table, TV. And if you look at my bedroom, well, I use a master bedroom, but there's literally a whole big room and just one bed on it. Nothing else.
No drawers and dressers? Everything's just in the closet?
Yeah.
So you're in, is it considered Corona?
Corona.
Yeah. How big is your house? How many bedrooms?
I have a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bathroom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And have you done your backyard and everything yet? Or is it
no, dead? Not yet. I hit up some few people and I'm trying to gather some ideas. But I kind of want to do a pickleball court. It's like I have a good enough backyard. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can lay a concrete and make like a pickleball court and then take out the net and you can still do like a barbecue or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
So a lot of ideas. Mm.
So you guys, your family owns that big house, that big property in Smanafee, right? That's where you used to do the SoCal MTF. So your mom's there all alone. Did she want to come with you to your house?
No, not really. No? I mean, yeah, she didn't really say she wanted to be in my house.
Does she come over every like Wednesday and cook dinner for you or something? Or?
No, honestly, I'll go to her house sometimes just to hang out, like have my family time. And every maybe once a week, I try to.
Do you cook at your house? Do you know how to cook?
You know what I do is a meal prep. Most of the time.
Yourself or you buy it?
No, I myself.
Oh, okay.
I try. Because like Saturday, Sunday, not much stuff to do for me. So like I'll try hard to do it. Like just simple stuff. Mm-hmm.
What else around the house is new for you? Like did you paint your house and stuff?
No, nothing really, but actually, what I'm struggling is that my neighbors and the HOA guys that I have. Mm-hmm. So I don't, because my house is good, but HOA guys, whenever they blow a leaf and stuff, they leave like a trashes everywhere in front of my house. Uh-huh. And so like I'm trying to like pick up trashes, clean a little bit, and trying to figure out when trash. What do you say, the dump truck
comes
over and you know, have the right stuff. I get like a, I don't know, put like a, like water bottles and stuff on the wrong
container.
Container and had like a mail that said you gotta do better or something. Just small stuff.
How about paying bills and everything?
Automatic.
Oh, automatic withdrawals.
Automatic.
Okay, yeah. So you don't have to worry about missing that. Okay. Have you had any like big parties at your house yet?
Big what?
Have you had parties? Did you have a housewarming party?
I want to do party. I put a disco lights behind my TV.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so
I want to. Nothing yet.
No, not yet. I mean, yeah, sometime I got to do it. Like I have to, you know, grand opening. House party.
Yeah.
Catch on fire.
Okay, so on the off weekends, when you're not racing and Nick is not making you train or something, like what do you do Saturday and Sunday?
I'll hang out with friends. There's a place like, well, I'm pretty tired on the weekends. So, I mean, Saturdays there's Supercross that you can watch or, you know, early this year, I was watching a little bit of football, so I was trying to like watch football, kind of still like learning the rules and stuff. And I mean, I'll go to like a beach sometime with my friends, and just chill.
Yeah.
Not too much movement, but still like hang out.
Enjoy the time.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Okay, Joe, what's the girl situation?
How
have you succeeded with American girls?
It's difficult. It's difficult too, but see, I come to United States for doing dirt bikes. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what, for some reason I can't get fully relaxed with for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like I can relax Saturday, Sundays, but like weekdays, I'm like way too, I feel like, I don't know, just maybe like I'm close to winning or like close in racing.
You're
and
focused.
Stuff.
So you're focused.
I'm like, I feel like, I don't know, I'm a little bit of a dickhead at the track. Like not in a way to talking to other people, just thinking so much that I feel like I'm not listening sometimes very well. Like even at the races, I don't know, recently I've been taking so serious that it's like time goes by quick, you know? So Yeah, the girl situation, it's difficult, man.
Well, okay, but wait, I forgot. There was like some party, I heard a story. It was like a season end party and you had two girls.
Two? No. They already said that. Hold up. Yeah, monster party after SMX. It ended up second, right?
Yeah. Like,
and I was like, it was a little bit stressing, you know, like, what did I do? You know, I just wanted to do good. So, and all dehydrated, didn't really think. And I had a friend. He's like, well, we have a monster party that close from the stadium. So I'm like, okay, I'll go for a little bit. So I got invited to that, and it was season over. Mm-hmm. Whenever it's over, I'm so like, I can be relaxed, you know? Yeah. So I'm 21 now, so I had tried drink, mm-hmm. like a little bit, tried it. Instant spinning head, like the floor and the roof was like opposite, instant, you know? So, and then I had flight next, you know what? I had a flight next day to Japan.
Yeah.
So I had to be in the airport like maybe 7 a.m. for like 9 a.m. flight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so monster party. I went to monster party and I don't know. I woke up at some hotel. My friend took me, got me an Uber to a hotel. I woke up. Well, I didn't wake up actually. My mom called me like 1,000 times, and I finally woke up like 5:30, and I called Uber right away to get my stuff from Airbnb or hotel, my own hotel, and got to the airport. Almost missed the flight.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. So drunk, like.
Okay, but you're avoiding the question. There's two girls.
Yeah. Purposely, huh? I'm avoiding the question.
Oh man.
Oh god. But no, it's once the season's over, like,
yeah, heck yeah, let go.
Yeah, chill. Like,
what did you do when you went back to Japan?
Visit family? Honestly, this year most of the days I just spend time with my grandparents, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to say, but they're getting older, so mm-hmm. I don't know. I can only get to meet them once a year, maybe twice.
Yeah, spend as much time as you can with them.
Really, like I just stayed their house the whole time, whole 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I did hang out with my friends back there, but most of the time, yeah, I just try to spend time with the grandparents. Yeah.
Yeah. That and probably just enjoy all the food in Japan.
Oh, food's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick, we're running out of time, but you told me something about sushi I didn't know, right? Like, because like, people call you sushi and all that.
Yeah.
Like, you told me that it's real sushi is only nigiri, right? Like, there's no rolls. So, in Japan, how is it?
Like, what? How?
Well, like you said sushi in America is kind of like Americanized, right?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I want to say American. Yeah, I guess a little bit. Like in Japan, we just have, you know, the fish and the rice. That's it, right? Mm-hmm. And over here we have like a deep fried sushi, which I never heard of, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the rolls and stuff with the seaweed on the outside, that's not, you can't get that in Japan, you said.
Rolls and stuff. I don't know.
Like California roll, right?
Oh yeah, it's hard to find. I which I never saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the best Japanese restaurant in Corona or in California?
California.
None?
The place that's close to KTM and Husky. Where is that? Was Sapporo Sushi?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
That's
I feel
pretty
like.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I went there sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a decent one in Eastvale, north of your house.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe we'll go.
Okay.
I'll come bring you a couch for your house. Anyway, Joe, thank you for coming on the show again. Thanks for always being so good to SML and working with us and giving us attention. So it's been fun for me to watch you grow up and come through the ranks. And I still remember that ugly white KTM with camouflage graphics. Remember that?
Yeah, just all white.
Yeah.
No brand, nothing.
Anyway, it's fun. Thanks for coming on. Hope to see a win in Supercross before the season's over, and definitely looking forward to what you do outdoors.
Thank you.
Guys, thanks for checking out the SML show. Please like and subscribe, and we'll see you next week.